So reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, continuing the story of Gadadhar Pandit meeting Pundarik Vidyanidhi. It's a very wonderful story. So we left off yesterday that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a burst of ecstasy, he was remembering this great devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And he collapsed in the middle of the kirtan, surrounded by all his devotees. Lord Chaitanya collapsed on the ground in great emotional fervor. And he started crying out, Bap, Bap, Bap. In Bengali, Bap means father. He said, Pita, Pita. Father, father, father. Vidyanidhi, Vidyanidhi, Vidyanidhi. Pundarik, Pundarik. And all the associates, of Lord Chaitanya, they were saying, they were wondering, who is this? Because they were not familiar with this personality, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. They had their circle of Vaishnavas, their samaj, Vaishnav Mandal. But he was from another village, Chattagram, in East Bengal. So he was unknown to all of them. So then they inquired from Lord Chaitanya, who is this person that you're glorifying, this devotee? You're crying for your devotee. Now he's speaking yesterday, how God cries for his devotee. Of course, one chapter in our book, Art of Chanting, it's crying for Krishna. And Prabhupada told us to cry when we chant the holy name. We should cry out for Krishna. Hey Bhagavan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please help me, please reveal yourself to me. So they were inquiring from Lord Chaitanya, who is this great devotee? And he started to glorify his devotee after he pulled himself together and stopped crying. He said, oh, he's a very, very great devotee. So this is where we're continuing in the story. And we heard that this devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he also has another sarup in Krishna Leela. He appears in Gaur Leela as Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and he appears in Krishna Leela as the father of Srimati Radharani. Her father is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and her affectionate name is Vrishabhanu Nandini. So the devotees were inquiring from the Lord, Kon bhakta lagi prabhu karaha krandhan satyama sabha prati karaha katan. The devotees, they asked the Lord, oh Lord Chaitanya, who is this devotee whom you are crying for? Please tell us in truth. Amasavara bhagya hokatane jani tanra janma karma kota kaha prabhu shuni. Oh my Lord, please let us have the good fortune of knowing who this is. Please. I think I actually read this. They're asking, who is this devotee? And then Lord Chaitanya said, he has most wonderful character, Parama Adbhuta. Parama Adbhuta Tanra Sakala Charitra Tanra Naam Shravanayo Samsara Pavitra Vishayira Praya Tanra Parichara Sava Chinite na pore keha tino ji Vaishnava. Pundarik's external appearance is just like a materialist. We say Vishayi. Vishayi. Vishayi means a sense enjoyer, one who is absorbed or enveloped in the idea of enjoying his body, always looking for something to eat or something for stimulate his eyes or satisfy his ears or his other senses of his body. He's completely rooted in the material concept of life, and his whole basis of movement and action is simply to find gratification for his external material body. He's called a Vishayi, a materialistic person. So the term Lord Chaitanya is using, he says Vishayi Prai. Prai means almost, something like a Vishayi, not a Vishayi, but like a Vishayi. Seeming, appearing like a Vishayi, but not really. No one can recognize him as a Vaishnava. So of course this is a very good story. And the moral of the story is, there are many morals, there are many teachings of this story. But the primary, one of the most important morals is that you can't judge a book by its cover. Someone may have long hair and a beard, and they say, oh, what is this? You don't have, where's your, well, why aren't you shaved up? You're living in Juhu Beach. You have long hair and beard. You're not a devotee, you're a hippie. Prabhupada said these are hippie seeds. It's all offensive. The clothes, what makes the person is not his clothing, not his covering, but is actually his vastu, his substance. We judge a man not by what he looks, but by his behavior, his achar and his prachar, his speech, the quality of his speech and the quality of his actions. You can wear anything. You see in Braj, you look at the sadhus in Braj, you have so many kinds of sadhus. No hair, long hair. Hair everywhere, hair nowhere. Beard, or long hair and no beard, or beard and no hair, and all kinds of combinations. So this is all external. It is what we call superfluous, superficial. But we're generally, we are superficial ourselves. Our vichar, our consideration, our estimation, understanding of the world is very superficial. It's only based on eyes. Seeing is believing. No one ever asks the question, why? People only ask the question, who, what, and where, and when. What happened? Who did it? Where? But why? The philosopher asks why. So why, instead of saying, okay, someone has a beard, long hair, okay, that's what, who has this person, what he has along. But why? Well, you have to ask. That's the way he wants to live. That's the way he wants to live. It has nothing to do with devotion or character. So Pundarik Vidyaniti, he wore silk shirts, he had diamond studs on his shirt, because they didn't have buttons, he had these old-fashioned shirts with studs, diamond studs, he had half a kilo of amlaki oil on his hair, half a kilo of oil on his hair, his slick back hair, you know, beautiful mustache. Rajasthani style, you know, handlebar. Very elegant, debonair, dashing figure. And he was lying on a brass bed, post bed. Brass is kind of what they call them, post bed or whatever. And it had a silk canopy with rows of pearls all around it. It's called canopy bed. Brass, solid brass poles and brass bed, and really thick mattress. On either side of the mattress, either side of the bed, there were gold spittoons. These kumbha, spittoon or kumbha. And he was chewing pan. There was drops of red sapari on his lips.
Oh, hello. How you doing, sir? Tell me about Pranam. How about Mark? Tell me about Kaisa hai? Kaisa hai? Thik hai? Haan. Bhaiya. Dekho, bhaiya. Bhalo, bhalo, bhalo. Bhalo. Ku bhalo. Bhalo. Oh, Munder double.
So he's chewing pan, and everyone's all boom into the spittoon. So if anybody would see him, they would be aghast. Aghast. What is this? This is a Vaishnava? So this is a story where it is unfolding before us. So Mahaprabhu is saying that no one can recognize him as a Vaishnava. And then the purport Sananta Saraswati is telling that Krishna's pastimes are incomprehensible. And sometimes they consider, even ordinary materialistic people, they find fault with Krishna. And they say he's immoral and his activities are incorrect. And they lose faith. Even some people say it's mythology. He's a historical person. And so many different misconceptions people have. And then he says the devotees of Krishna often display pastimes of gross materialists on account of their reluctance to reveal their actual identity before the eyes of unqualified persons. In order to bewilder those who were eligible to be illusioned by seeing one's external dress, Pundarik Vidyaniti presented himself in the dress of a gross materialist in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So there are many times this happens in the Lord's pastimes, is that the devotees, they don't want to be disturbed. In recent history, about 80 years ago, there was one great devotee who was our Paratara, Paratpara Guru. There's Guru and Param Guru and Paratpara Guru. And he is, so he lived 80 years ago, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And he was always being plagued and harassed by various favor seekers, Ashavadwalas, people wanting blessings, give blessing, Ashavad Dehi, give me this, give me that. Oh Maharaj, give me your blessings. Okay, give up your wife and children and move to Vrindavan. Oh, wait a minute. I just got married last year and I have a different plan in mind. Well, sure. Then I give me back my blessings. I gave and now I'm taking back. I keep in my pocket. So they would come for blessings, and so Gaurakishore, he didn't want to be bothered and disturbed in his bhajan, chanting, Naam bhajan. So then he went down to the banks of the Ganga, and he collected a bunch of fish bones, whiskey bottles, because people have picnics down there, even now, and they have picnics, fish, and all this stuff. So he collected all these whiskey bottles and fish bones, and put all around the outside of his door. That was Kuti. Then these Calcutta businessmen would come to Mayapur looking for the Siddha saint. Agarwals are always looking for Siddha saints. And Braj Mandal, if you ever meet any Agarwals, if you want to actually know who the actual Siddha Mahatmas are of Braj, and you're wondering where to find them and where you can find them, just go to Loy Bazaar and visit the Agarwal businessmen. Because they all know. Otherwise, if you just come, it's very hard to know who those siddhas are, where they live. But you just go to any, you don't go from shop to shop. Do you know where any of the great siddha saints of Braj are? They all know. And they all make it a point of taking darshan or harassing them in one way or another. And sometimes they even take diksha from them. Because they're also serious devotees, these Brijvasi businessmen, Agarwals. So they know. So he was one of those famous siddha saints of Mayapur. So everyone in Calcutta, they went to seek his favor. So when they would get there, they see all the fish bones and whiskey bottles, and oh, he's like us. He's the same as we are. He's a materialist. So then they would run back and say, oh, he's not a siddha saint. I saw in front of his kuti so many empty whiskey bottles. And so this is sometimes devotees do this. They cover themselves because they don't want to be harassed and disturbed in their bhajan. This would be the Bhajanandi sadhu. There's two types of sadhus, Goshyanandi and Bhajanandi. Goshyanandi, they offer themselves for the benefit of others. And the Bhajanandi, he withdraws within himself for his own benefit and for his own bhajan. Of course, his bhajan is also benefiting others because his bhajan is affecting the structure of the ether. The structure of the ether of the world is greatly affected by sound vibration, by mental vibration, by sound vibration. So when pure saints are doing their nirjan bhajan, that's also purifying the ethereal element. And everyone's benefiting from that. Just like, for example, if I go to Mirror Road and set off a nuclear bomb, then you will benefit from that. You'll get radiation here. The radiation will come down here and you all get cancer from my explosion of a nuclear bomb in Mirror Road. So it's done at a distance, but the effect is spread to a greater area, a larger area, especially if the wind blows. Sometimes they do nuclear testing in the Pacific and then some wind blows and all that, even though the nuclear bomb is set off here, the wind blows and all the radiation is blown to some other place, to Australia or any place. So the radiation, the spiritual radiation from a great soul spreads throughout the world through the medium of the ethereal element, which is called kam, vayu, and then kam, like this. So he's Pundarika is like this. Chatigrame janma vipra parama pandit parama sadharma sarva loka apakshit. Pundarika Vidini took birth in Chatigram. He's a greatly learned Brahmin, parama pandit. He's expert in following his religious duties and he's honored by everyone. Parama Swadharma Sarvaloka Apekshita. All the people, they honor him, and he was very expert in his own Swadharma as a Brahmin. Yajan Yajan patan patan dan pratigraha, sat karma nipuno vipra. That a vipra, he is expert in six types of activities. So he was, that was his swadharma, his own dharma, his Brahman dharma. He was very parama swadharma, he's very expert in that execution of those activities. Krishna bhakti sindhu maje basi nirantara ashru kampa pulaka veshtita kalavar. Pundarik vidiniti, all this glorification, a very specific description of the characteristics and activities of Pundarik vidiniti, all these words are being spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So he's saying that Pundarik is constantly floating, sindhu maje basi nirantara, in the ocean of devotional service to Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Sindhu. You said Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Krishna Bhakti Sindhu, he's just floating. Pundarika Vidyanidhi is floating in the ocean. Maje Bhase Nirantara. Maje Bhase Nirantara. Without any cessation, he's always floating in a Sindhu. Krishna Bhakti Sindhu. He's always floating in the ocean. And because he's floating in that ocean of bhakti, and bhakti, that ocean of bhakti is made of Ladini Shakti and Samvit. That is the ocean of bhakti. It's made of bliss. Ladini is ability to love and experience joy, spiritual, divine joy. And of course, Samvit is the ability to know, that Shakti, that power which gives us the ability to know God and gives revelation of God and revelation of our own divine Swarup. It's called Samvit Shakti. Krishna Bhakti Sindhu Bhaje Maje Vase Nirantara. So he's floating in that ocean. That ocean is made of bliss. It's made of prema, bliss, and bhakti. And because he's contacting that ocean of Krishna bhakti, then he's exhibiting subject vikars, these transcendental symptoms of physical expressions of his devotional ecstasies. And that's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. Ashru, ashru kampa pulak veshtita kalevara. Kalevara. It's kalevara, it's body. There's, due to his ecstatic love for Krishna, tears and shivering and hairs of body standing on end. Ganga snana, it's very peculiar behavior he has, so you'll hear it now also. Ganga snana nakarina parasparsha bhaye, Ganga darashana kari nisara samaye. Pundarik Vidyanidhi does not take bath in the Ganga. That seems very strange, because everyone bathes in the Ganga. Pavitra, Ganga, is said in Puran that if you even chant the name of Ganga from 800 kilometers away, if you chant Gange, 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 you get the benefit, you get the phal of a Ganga snan. Ganga snan phal, simply by chanting, by glorifying Gange, Gange, Gange. Ganga Maya ki.
Yeah.
So, what to speak if you see and bathe? It's very, very powerful. This is Krishna Charanamrita, Vishnu Charanamrita, this Ganga. But yet Pundarik is not bathing. He does not bathe in the Ganga. Very strange. A Vishnu Bhakta who is not bathing in the Ganga, why is that? Because he is afraid of touching the Ganga with his feet. He takes darshan of the Ganga only at night. Then we can ask the question, oh, he doesn't touch with his feet. Because usually people bathe to become cleansed of their sins, pavitram. Pop, all the pop and sins become cleansed. Not all, but so much cleansing of the mind and heart goes on by bathing in Ganga. So Lord Chaitanya explains, because the devotees are looking at Lord Chaitanya with concerned faces. Oh, Lord Chaitanya, you're telling us about this Pundarik Vidyanidhi? We all bathe in the Ganga. We bathe with you every day. Mahaprabhu bathes two or three times a day. Lord Chaitanya's associates are bathing and swimming and playing in the Ganga. This is the most peculiar behavior of one of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. He's not bathing in the Ganga. Lord Chaitanya bathes in the Ganga, and all his friends, they bathe in the Ganga, all the pandits. Gadadhar Pandit, Jagannanda Pandit, Srivas Pandit, everyone, Nityananda. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi is not bathing. Why is this? Listen. Gangaya jay sabaloka kare anachar kulala kulala danta dhavan kesha samskar. Mahaprabhu explained, many people disrespect the Ganga by rinsing their mouths, brushing their teeth, and washing their hair in her waters. I think if any of you lived in Mayapur and bathed regularly in Ganga, which we did just for about 9 years every summer, you see all these beautiful features. what they speak of shaving, their people, they shave their hair down there also, and they leave their razor blades lying around on the ground for everyone to cut their feet, which is even more spectacular. So he doesn't like this very much, seeing all this, and people spitting in the Ganga. It really pinches the heart. He sakala dekhiya payena mani vyata, he teke dekhena Ganga nishaya sarvata. When Pundarik sees these activities of how the people are disrespecting the Ganga by brushing their teeth and spitting, blowing their nose, you know, the classic Indian nose release. Nose release, valve number, valve, right valve, left valve. Okay, give it a 5. Dum. Ba. Dum. It's one of the special features of the Indian subcontinent. Peacocks, tigers, and ma. Medieval palaces, sacred rivers, and blah. It's quite a culture shock when you come from Western countries and you see this. And after a while, you start doing it yourself. If you live in a village, I've been living in a village for 20 years in Vrindavan. But no, we don't, but people do. So on seeing these activities, he felt pain at heart. For this reason, Pundarik Vidyanidhi honors the Ganga by going at night to take her darshan. Vichitra Vishwasara Eka Shunatan Devarchana Purvekare Ganga Jalapan. Now here another wonderful characteristic of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi drinks Ganga water before he worships the Lord. Devarchan Purve. Devarchan. Before he does Purve, before he does Archan of the Dev, of the Ishta Dev. Ganga Jalapan. He drinks Ganga Jal. Vichitra Vishwas Ekashnatan. Very wonderful. Here, this was faith. Actually, it's interesting. Sometimes the English translation doesn't match the Bengali. It says Vichitra Vishwasara Ekashnatan. He says Vichitra Vishwas means here another Shuna. Here another wonderful, most variegated quality of his faith, his vishwas, how much faith he has. But although he's not bathing, he's going at night to see, and he has so much vichitra, such variegated, or you can say variegated faith in Ganga, that even before he does any ishtadev, deva, devarchan, before he does any puja to his ishtadev, or murti puja, then he drinks some Ganga jal. Tavise karina puja ari nitya karma iha sarva panditeri bunja jena dharma. Then Pundarik worships his Lord and executes his other regular duties. In this way, Pundarik teaches religious principles to all learned scholars. Chatigrame achena etai o bariache ashibena samprapti dekiva kitrupache. Pundarik lives in Chattagram, yet he also has a house in Mayapur. He will come here soon. Then all of you will see him and get a chance to meet him. So apparently he had a house. Pundarik Vidyanidhi had a house in Mayapur, but he had been living for some time in Chattagram, and that house was lying empty. Now he was returning to and would live in that house. Because 500 years ago, the great learned scholars from the whole Navadvip or Godadesh, that whole area of Bengal, they would all come to Navadvip and establish their own schools, which were called Tol, T-O-L, Tols. So apparently Pundarik Vidyanidhi also had some branch there. You see that, for example, in Delhi, they have a Delhi public high school, and they have branches. Even they're talking about opening a branch of the Delhi Public High School in Vrindavan, which sounds rather strange. So, but DPS, Delhi Public High School in Agra, Vrindavan, because it's the name, it's famous for a certain quality of education. Well, I don't know what, but some kind of education. Tanri Jata Kehai Chinite Na Pariva Takila Vishaya Matra Gyanase Kariva. On seeing Pundarik, none of you will immediately recognize him. Rather, you will think that Pundarika is just a materialistic person. Tanri na dekiyami swasti nahi pai sabe tanri akrishya anaha etai. Mahabhu continues, I cannot have any peace of mind until I see Pundarika. Therefore, all of you must do something to attract him to come here. Kahi tanra kata prabhu avishta haila Pundarika bhatva bali kandite lagila. After speaking like this, Mahabhu again became overwhelmed. Avishta. And he began to cry and call out, O Pundarika, O father! Bap, bap, Pundarika! So he was, it's called Bhayadasha and Antardasha. When he was in external, when he went into internal consciousness in the middle of the kirtan, his mind went to his devotee. He was chanting it with his devotees, how this conversation started. Then his mind immediately latched on to one of his devotees, who he was feeling separation from. The Lord feels separation from his devotees, and the devotees should feel separation from the Lord. This is our perfection at this level, at this plane, in this plane that we're existing on of sadhana. We should feel that separation from our Lord. We don't see him. We don't have him before us. Yeah, his representation is there in Murti, but the Murti is not dancing and speaking and interacting with us, generally, unless we're very advanced. So there is separation. So the Lord also feels separation from his devotees when they're at a distant place, whether it's a very great distance. We're also the Lord's devotees, Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas. Every jiva is a devotee of the Lord. So whether you're in Chattagram or Mumbai Gram, whatever gram means village, whatever village you're in, if you're separated from the Lord, you can understand on one level or another, the Lord is crying for his devotees. He's crying for Pundarika. So in the middle of the kirtan, he's thinking, oh, my Pundarika, where's my Pundarika? Oh, he's at this distant place. When will I see him again? And then and he's in kirtan, immediately goes into internal consciousness. Then he starts relishing his own divine ecstasies and separation from his devotee and starts crying out, Pundarika, vidindati, vidindati, bap, bap. And then he collapsed on the ground. And all the devotees are looking, what has happened? Mahabhu, what has happened? Who is his father? Bap, your father is Jagannath Mishra. Why are you saying, Pundarika, vidindati, father, what, we don't hear about this father. What is this? We're bewildered, we're confused. What has happened to him? It's Tirith Krandana. Rohana, tears are streaming down his eyes. He looks as if he's in another world, because he's in another world. He's withdrawn. He's withdrawn himself from the present circumstance of the Vaishnava Samaj and the Kirtan Mandal. And he's entered into his own reverie of absorption and thinking of his beloved devotee, separated at a distant place. Then all the devotees gather around and looking, and finally the Lord comes to external consciousness. Oh. And then they say, Lord Chaitanya, you were, who is this Bhak Pundarika? Oh, I was saying like that. Oh, acha. Oh, do you don't know Pundarika? His character, Adbhuta Parama Adbhuta Charitra. His characteristics are most astounding. Parama Adbhuta, most wonderful. And then he went on to narrate all the things that we've heard. So then now he's an external consciousness. He's exhibiting functional consciousness. He's able to see and interact with everyone. And then as he starts to glorify the Mahima, speak about the glories of Pundarika, and then again he dives into internal consciousness, antardasha, and then he loses it, he loses contact with everyone, and again back to his internal reverie. Bap, Pundarika, bap, bap. It's like someone's under the water, and everyone's looking. Oh, he's under the... You're in a swimming pool. Everyone's standing around the swimming pool, and someone's... Oh, look, someone's under the water. Then he comes up, and then he says, oh, what are you doing there? And he speaks so many things, and then he dives again under the water. So he's diving deep down into his internal ecstasies, leaving the world and absorbing himself. He's crying. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur speaks, Maha Uchai Sware Prabhu Rodana Karina Tanhara Bhaktera Tatva Tino Se Janena. Mahaprabhu cried loudly, Maha Uchai Sware, Uchai Sware, Swar, Ucha Swar, That's the same as Hindi. Swara means, Ucha Swara means Maha Ucha, very loudly. Prabhu Rodan Karina, Bhakta Tattva Tino Se Janina. Bhakta Tattva Jana. Then Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, he knows the Bhakta Tattva. He knows the glories of his devotees. Bhakta Tattva Chaitanya Gosai Matra Jani. Se Bhakta Jani Jare Kahina Apane. Mahaprabhu alone knows the glories of his devotees. Only one who he favors may also know the glories of his devotees. Ishvarera akarshana hoila tanra prati navadripa asite tanhara hoila mati. In this way, Lord Chaitanya attracted Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who thus decided to visit Navadvipa. So tomorrow, we'll hear about the arrival of Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Navadvipa. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.